Well, the AI, then we have the CEO. That's why we do it. CEO is temporarily absent, but I have pleasure in declaring this meeting of the Beverley Shire Council open at a little after 3 o'clock. I'd like to advise everyone that this meeting is recorded, and therefore that may be some matters of privacy which could be compromised. Just a warning on that. Everyone is present. We have no apologies. We have no applications for leave of absence, or do we? No. No declarations of interest. Probably question time. I have welcomed Mr. Law to our meeting. He wants to thank the Shire for the grant and the Beverley River Care Group, and he's here to observe the entire meeting. So thank you very much. Welcome, Mr. Law.
Thank you.
Condolences. We recognise condolences for Sylvia Mason. And if I may, I would also like to add Terence McLaughlin, who passed away last Friday, a former councillor. So moving on to 7.1, the minutes of the ordinary meeting from last month, the officer's recommendation. May I please have a movement and a second? Councillor Martin, Councillor Sattler, all those in favour? Thank you. 8-0. So we're moving on to 9.1. People here show, councillors, this is a very important decision we're making, as you all know. So please be confident in ensuring that you have all the information you need at this stage to be able to make a decision on this particular matter. So I'll ask for a move and a second for the officer's recommendation. Councillor Ridgway, Councillor Sattler, and I'll open it up to the man kneeling in our presence.
I'm hoping that councillors are up to date with what has been presented in my report that was preceded with the workshop on the 11th of March. It is a significant investment in tourism for the Shire, and we acknowledge all the risks involved in that. It's listed there specifically. We are going to try our utmost to minimise all of those risks and present something that is going to make all of Beverley proud, not only for this event, but also going into the future.
So in terms of the one-off cost potential for the show, it could be $285,000. But that's an extreme example.
That's right.
Because to cover that, we have insurance for the cancellation, we have all sorts of other aspects to cover that in terms of sponsorship. So can you see any particular matter that has arisen recently that might throw some doubt onto your budget?
Mr. President, there's a lot of unknowns in all of this, as you know, but everyone we speak to in the aviation fraternity and otherwise tells us that we need to expect maximum ticket sales, 10,000 people. Our funding and the whole budget is based on 6,000 tickets. So if we do actually sell 10,000 tickets, which everyone tells us we will make a significant profit as well.
From your aeronautical experience, Councillor Sutton, do you have anything to add in terms of the community?
There's plenty of people who want to come. Ross Bowden is aware that we're having an air show on the 11th of April next year.
Well, I had a phone call from someone I barely know in court last week when this was on, so they said they're giving up there. So, councillors, this is your opportunity to ask any questions of the committee organiser and the able assistant. Please come in also to answer questions.
Gotcha.
Are there any questions for that? If not, can I put this to the vote, please? All those in favour, please raise your hand. 8-0, thank you very much. 7, yes. I'm sorry, I did forget. I have to go back. Our apologies from Councillor Rao. He put me in the street. Stefan, over to you.
Oh, sorry, before we leave.
Officer's recommendation for this matter is on page 31. May I please have a mover and a seconder for this recommendation? Councillor Savage, Councillor Bowes, Stefan.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, this is an application for a rural pursuit, as the board says, for 5 horses. They have been there for quite a significant a number of years already. The applicant came to me seeking approval for 2 sea container outbuildings, which is also explained in the report, and I got him to acknowledge that what he has there already needs formal planning approval, which is what this application is all about. It is already well managed. There's electric fencing. We're just simply taking it through the motions to formally approve it. He has a property management plan as required by the relevant policy. And apart from that, there's an insignificant increase in outbuilding size, 18 square meters to be exact, that I don't foresee as an issue, so I've recommended approval.
Questions to planning officer? Anyone have any questions? Councillor Ridgway?
Am I right in saying that the amount of area that's available is not actually enough to have one horse?
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay. So I probably have some concerns in regard to the amount of horses that are there. I realise that it's a retrospective application as well. And I did actually go for a bit of a drive up there on the weekend after having read the agenda. I agree, it looks like the area is being well looked after. So based on that, I will support the application, but it does raise concerns because it is rather a dust bowl. They're not the only ones in that area that have got that top set up either, though. I do think it's a concern and people need to be more aware that perhaps they can't actually do that.
We have consulted with all the neighbours and no objections were received. I support them.
And it looks like everything's up the back of the block anyway.
Yes, we're sort of towards the eastern side of the block, but the sea containers will be at the back. They won't have a visual impact. I do believe another application we had on Brinson Street, Tari Lack, has not entirely sure how many horses he had. This goes back a number of years, but I think he had even less which is the trigger point to have a property management plan, which is really the only thing that we can rely on to make sure that it is managed well. I'm hoping that the planning conditions and the advice notes is enough of a deterrent to rectify any adverse situation that might.
Any further questions? If not, all those in favour of the resolution, please. Thank you, 7-0. And moving on to the finance report, I'm moving to second for the officer's recommendation on page 40, please, Councillor Martin, Councillor Sattler. Simon, over to you for the good news.
Pardon me, Mr. President, can you excuse me?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks,
Mr. President. So I've got notes there to the material variances as identified. Still ticking along pretty well. Strong year. Through the budget review process, I identified a few projects within our funding that we're not going to be a part of. So that was the York Williams Bridge and the maintenance on the Waterhatch Bridge as well. So that'll pull through in the next few months. So there'll be some significant variances raised, but it's starting to be our funding projects that we're not really involved in terms of delivering or funding. So you can expect to see those come through later in the financial year. Otherwise, our cash balance is pretty strong and we've got a lot of cash invested. So we're still having some good interest on that, which is helpful. Otherwise, our capital program is progressing as planned and reasonably well in the budget.
So could you just give us a quick note on the depreciation? Often the report says depreciation expense higher than anticipated. Is there some?
It's just I haven't allowed enough monthly depreciation in the budget going.
So are our rates appropriate that we're using?
The depreciation rates?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yep. No, it's just timing of, I'd say the storm damage works where we get like a million bucks coming through every month, that kind of thing. And the budget allocation is just a bit light.
Any other questions? Yes, that's what we're
trying. Just checking, Simon, on the insurance. So that's a bit more than what was planned. So is that based around some of the workers' comp type stuff, or just that when the insurance estimates were done for the budget, it's come out as a different thing?
Yeah, we usually have a bit of a variance, and it's around the workers' comp cover, but it's about our declared wages and then our actual wages. So we do a declaration at our renewal based on what our budget is and whatever, and then they'll do an actual submission, and then if there's a variance, we've got to pay the difference.
Yeah, no,
likewise, if like with our plant cover, if we've bought a new excavator that wasn't on the form, then there's some pay the difference in the premium.
Okay, yes.
As well. So there's like little, sometimes there's little tweaks like that.
Yeah, and my second question in regard to road construction, that's a monthly budget scenario, is it? We've spent it more in 1 month and more still well within the budget allowance.
We have gone over on our construction jobs. So there's been some overspend there, but there's also been significant underspend on our ceiling jobs because the ceiling costs were way down, but we just haven't had all those invoices coming yet. So once that's all come through, that would pretty much balance.
But essentially, the variance there relates to because you're allocating month by month, so the changes are.
So that road construction, that's just looking at the expenditure. So for that month, so for the jobs that have been completed, we're 80 grand over.
Yeah.
So the contract works compared to what we had in the budget. But what I'm saying is that the ceiling works have been significantly lower, so that would balance out.
Yeah.
But we just haven't paid those dues yet.
Other questions? All those in favour of the financial report, please. Thank you, 7 minutes. Moving on to accounts paid by authority, the officer's recommendation, page 49. Now, please have a word with a second for that. Councillor Walsh by Councillor Maxwell. Open to councillors now for any queries on those items of expenditure. Anything that causes anyone any concerns? Therefore, have a vote on this. All those in favour of accepting that report, thank you. 7 minutes again. Okay. Employee 12.1, Employee Code of Conduct and Annual Review. Officer's recommendation on page 56. Please have a written statement for that. Thank you, Councillor Martin, Councillor Davis. Who wants to deal with this?
It's just our annual review of the employee's code of conduct. Obviously, it happens around March each year, and we recommend that there be no changes made to it. So, the council are in agreement to put out to staff as a reviewed document.
Just for questions here. For those who are a little bit knocking.
I read it, and it's long-winded, but it's there, and it's what it's got to be, and it's fit for purpose. It's all good.
No further questions, all those in favour of the recommendation, please. Thank you, 7 minutes. So beyond that, councillors, we've come to item 13, elected members' motions where notice has been given, none have been given. New business arising by order of the meeting, there is none.
Policy.
Okay.
We discussed it
earlier. Oh, yeah, okay. Yep. Sorry, the one that's raised because of the issue. Okay, can we speak to that, please, Steve?
as councillors, when we had some issues down at Paragon Park, and we're just seeking to amend our policy by including that if anyone wishes to apply for a longer stay, they need to produce a police clearance. Councillor, happy with that?
Longer stay than what?
Longer stay than 28 days. So beyond 28 days.
So currently, they've got up to 28 days, they can start the park, but if they want to extend their stay beyond that, they need to apply to the CEO for approval.
We're going to cover off all bases on this. They've stayed there for 28 days, they leave for a week, then they come back for 28 days. Or are you going to make it 28 days in any 1 year, or in any 12-month period?
I think it's got to be in any 12-month period.
Yeah. Well, I believe that there has been cases where people have left before the 28 days are up.
Yep.
Come back a couple of weeks later and have stayed again. But this is, is if they're there for 28 days and wish to stay longer without leaving, they need to apply.
Well, can't stay, but, well, maybe the wording is fairly important. So without a police clearance certificate, can't stay at Caravan Park for more than 28 days in any 12-month period. So I don't care if you stay for a week, but 28 days is the thing at the moment. So just make it 28 days in a 12-month period.
Without a police clearance.
Without a police clearance.
We do get people that come up from Perth and just come to Beverley for a long weekend on a regular basis. We've had them come into the visitor centre, so you're suggesting that if they've been here for 28 days, they've got to get a place to visit, in intervals? Or you can
For what we're trying to cover off on,
Are you suggesting cumulatively or in a block?
I'm suggesting cumulatively because the way that it's just been explained is more than 28 days. I can stay there for 28 days, hook the caravan on, go to Brookton for a day, and then come back and have another 28 days.
Yes.
And then I can do that.
In terms of what Councillor Ridley was raising, is there any means by which we can monitor people over a 12-month period to assess whether they have cumulatively stayed for 28 days? If the answer is no,
through the booking system, we can do that. So they, yeah.
Is that a reasonable thing to do if they're just coming up for a weekend at a time?
It's got to be worth it. Certainly you can catch all when you don't, and I think
Councillor
was raising that bike, and it's got to be 28 days, but it's not that it's a cumulative person in one go. But you're exactly right. I mean, we could have an unsavoury person come in 27 days ago, come back for another 27, and then still got the same issues, so we're not solving anything.
But because we own the park, we have some we still have the right to say, you're not welcome, go. Right? We don't accept
our application. 28 days will be 28 days cumulative, either in a block or cumulatively over a 12-month period. Is that what you're asking for?
No, I'm just asking to clarify it.
Okay.
Personally, I don't think it's required. I think the 28 days that's there at the moment is fine, and then you can go, and if you're unsavoury and you want to come back, we just get management to say, you're not welcome, pack your stuff.
I suppose, but what triggers you needing to get a police clearance?
That's the case. Well, a police appearance is not going to cover all bases either.
The issue that we've had either, I guess, is that it was going and coming back, and it's only until something's happened that now's an issue.
I'd like to suggest that this item, even though it's a late item, lay on the table and this be presented at the next meeting after there's been some more consideration around it.
I think that's reasonable given the current status of the situation we're facing. So, do we have a motion to allow this to sit on the table until the council is late? Does anyone want to amend that motion? Doc, can I have a vote on all those in favour of that motion, please? Against?
I'll be there.
Okay, 7-0. Okay, thank you.
Just one thing is that you've got a police clearance required to stay longer than 28 days, so you can stay for the rest of the year and that sort of thing, couldn't you?
Well, not allowed to stay
Something you want to maybe, it's only a maximum of 3 months anyway. The current policy is to a maximum of 3 months.
Well, we will present updated policy. Next management will present something more concrete for land coming in. So we don't need to worry about putting in the money.
Are there any items in business that anyone likes to raise? Nothing to come forward? If not, thank you very much for your attendance. I declare this meeting closed and thank you, Mr. Rook, for your attendance. As brief as it was. And good luck with your delivery.